But any loss, especially significant loss in your life, is an involuntary portal into the state of presence, the unconditioned consciousness. So this isn't something that we need to explore here, but because that simply happens. Life does that to you. You can't make that happen. Life, sooner or later, will remove things from you. The movement of the self was in the opposite direction. Accumulate more to be more of me. And then at some point, life comes in and goes, it tears something out of an external thing, disappears from your life that you had identified with as me. The thought form suddenly has no foundation anymore. The building has collapsed. The company that I spent 30 years building up has gone bankrupt. 30 years of effort, of making myself and my family and 2,000 other people unhappy, of trying to make it, and it's all been in vain. It's a little example. That means the thought form of me having achieved this great thing and built up this company, and a very temporarily satisfying thought form, suddenly has no foundation anymore because the external structures have collapsed. And the thought form then begins to shake. Of course, it cannot sustain itself unless you become insane and say, no, it never happened. I still have it. This happens too. It's total denial, and then you can keep the thought form that I am still important. But usually, when the external foundation of a thought form has been removed, the thought form itself becomes shaky and then also crumbles. And that leads to great unhappiness in the human being because the very foundation of oneself has become threatened. And this is the most dreadful thing. It happens to humans, and it is not usually recognized as a potential for something else, but occasionally it works. And then a person may experience great loss in his or her life and is so stunned. And it sometimes happens when there's loss not of one thing, but several things all at once. That means every time something is removed from you and a thought form collapses that was linked to that, an opening happens in the stream of mind. An opening happens because a form has dissolved. First an external form, and then the corresponding thought form. A sense of self was lodged in that thought form, and now it's gone. This is called death. It is the experience of death on one level or another. That is very painful from one side. The death is, oh! And so the temptation not to face that is very great, to run away into future and say, I'm going to build up another company. I'll spend another 30 years. I'm going to show them that I can make it. And perhaps you can. And then eventually the same thing happens. If the company doesn't collapse, you collapse. This is the most fundamental law of the physical universe, that the structures are unstable. And it shocks humans every time. That is not supposed to happen. They are supposed to be stable.